Chapter 10. The Beast Awakened. I barely had time to buckle my belt before he came through the door. Robin, abandoning stealth as he heard the glass crunch under his silvered heels. I shoved Phoebe aside, the Dusk Dancer cursing as she tumbled naked off the table. And lifting his wheel-lock pistol, the young songbird set his sights on his hero. "Boom!" Gabriel roared, leaping in his chair and clapping his hands. Jean-Francois paused his writing, raised an eyebrow. "Must you, Silver Saint?" "Must I what?" "Carry on like a drunken troubadour in a brothel pantomime." Gabriel shrugged, refilling his goblet. "In life, always do what you love. I realize you're already 3 bottles into the evening's inebriation, but I know the sound a wheel lock makes. There's really no need to shout about it. Your empress demanded the whole of my tale, did she not?" A sigh. "She did. And you're perfectly content to hear every lurid detail when I'm getting my kit off. I'm certain I could sing about swollen buds and aching crowns all night, and I'd not hear a word of complaint." The last Silver Saint arched one brow, but the vampire remained suspiciously mute. "So, where were we?" The historian rolled his eyes. "Boom? Boom!" Gabriel roared, leaping in his chair and clapping again. "Night save me," the Marquis sighed. "The shot grazed my throat," Gabriel continued, taking up his wine, "just a half inch shy of my jugular, and I knew then the game we played was dead or alive. I'd not smoked that pipe after dinner, too lost between Phoebe's thighs, and I cursed myself a fool for that now, diving across the floor toward my gear. Robin was charging toward me, saber at his heels, big Xavier Perez looming behind his staghound. I hit the deck, snatched up my wheel lock, cracking off a shot. It was the wildest throw of the dice, meant only to buy me a moment, but sometimes Fortuna even smiles on me, vampire. The silver shot struck Robin in the shoulder, spinning the young blood in a spray of red. Phoebe flew from the shadows, bare and beautiful, talons gleaming in the firelight. I rolled to my feet, drawing Robin's great sword as the Dusk Dancer carved 4 lines of fire across the young blood's back. Saber lunged at me, her piggy eyes narrowed and jaws wide. And though it's ever a cruelty to hurt a beast, it's an easier one to bear if that beast is trying to rip your fucking bollocks off. Stepping aside, I planted a kick right into her ribs. The hound flew across the room, blasted through the shutters and into the howling dark as Xavier roared her name. Robin's blade cleaved the air just shy of Phoebe's head, the Dusk Dancer and Saint falling into a fearful ballet. Phoebe's talons could shred a man to the bone, but Robin was wielding Lachlan's new greatsword, and the blade was purest silver steel, wrought by old forge master Argyle's hand. One mistake from either, I'd no clue where the hell Lucky was. But Xavier was problem aplenty. Taking aim with his hand crossbow, he loosed a shot close enough to shave with, silvered chain streaming behind, punching into the bricks at my back. Zav at least seemed to want me breathing. And lifting Robin's stolen blade, I charged toward my old battle brother. Gabriel steepled tattooed fingers at his chin, eyes on the historian opposite. "Now here's the thing, Cold Blood. Great swords aren't all that great when you're swinging them in a crowded room. And worse, Robin was born of the blood Divok, possessed of a strength that would put most pale bloods to shame. That blade was a fucking beast, half as long again as a great sword had any business being, and broader and heavier than anything I'd wielded in my life. But I was fighting for that life now, for Phoebe's too. And you'd be surprised what a man can manage when he stares into the face of death. Xavier and I had fought side by side through the Sudaimi campaigns. We knew each other's styles to a stroke. But Zav had lost an arm since then, and even though he was dosed on Sanctus, I still somehow fought him to a standstill, steel ringing on steel. heathen bitch! I heard Robin's curse, risked a glance, saw a long slick of blood running down his chest now. To his credit, the youngster was fighting hard, but Phoebe was fierce as the storm, swift as the wind. A daughter of ancient mountains and warrior queens, her blood high and her heart athunder as she sliced Robin's sword arm bone deep. The young blood staggered, crying out as Phoebe slipped behind him, digging her claws into his throat. "Don't kill him," I roared. She snarled, eyes flashing, but still she paid heed, smashing his head into the wall instead of opening his neck. Swinging him by one arm, she hurled Robin face first through the broken shutters, roaring with triumph as the young blood plummeted after poor Saber. "Call me, bitch, you fuck!" The shot struck her in the shoulder, whipping her to one side, her blood boiling like fat on a breakfast skillet as it hit the wall. Glancing over my shoulder, I saw Lachlan at my back now, stomach sinking as I realized my folly. He'd climbed the tower wall with his dark strength, stolen down the stairwell to hit us from behind. I roared as I saw him raising a second wheel lock, taking aim at Phoebe. "Lucky, no!" The silver shot hit her square in the chest, opening her ribs up like a love letter. Phoebe's head was thrown back, mouth open in a soundless cry as she staggered, clutching the sizzling hole above her heart. I roared her name and our eyes met, hers shining gold, mine burning with fury. A ribbon of blood spilled down her chin, lips parted as if she wished to say something. Say anything. But without a word, nor a whimper, Phoebe Adunzair crumpled to the floor in bloody ruin as Lachlan hissed, "Die, skin witch." Jean-Francois sat aghast, one hand pressed to the place his heart might once have been. Chocolat's eyes were fixed on the man opposite, ruby lips parted in shock. "Almighty God, after you and she had just..." "Oui," Gabriel nodded. The vampire leaned forward, his voice a whisper. "What did you do, De Leon?" The last silver saint downed his wine in a gulp, wiping his chin on tattooed knuckles. "There's a thing inside all men that even devils fear, Coldblood. It's a monster most of us keep locked deep inside, knowing what will happen if we let it have its head. We feel a flicker of it when a stranger sets foot in our domain uninvited. We sense it stirring in the night at the sound of a creaking floorboard in our home. But we truly feel it waking when the ones we care for most are in danger. Our lovers, our babies. And if we let it loose, then, God help the fool who roused it. I'd felt it truly break free inside me only once before in my whole life, the night he came knocking on my door." The Silver Saint poured himself another glass, leaned back in his chair. "What did I do, Coldblood?" The last Silver Saint shrugged. "I opened up the cage." My first blow caught Xavier across the shoulder, cutting to the bone. As Lachlan drew his third and fourth pistols from his bandolier, my pommel smashed into Zav's jaw, relieving him of most of his teeth. And as my old prentice lifted his guns at my back, I drove my sword up through Xavier's belly, the blade bursting out his back in a spray of gore. Lachlan fired, boom, boom, but I pivoted Xavier about, stronger in my fury than I'd have thought possible. The shot struck Zav in the back. My old battle brother gasped, my face painted thick with his blood. Kicking him hard, I sent him sailing across the room, right at my old prentice. Lucky stepped aside, drawing Ashdrinker from his belt, but then I was on him, roaring, smashing him into the wall so hard we punched clean through the crumbling stone, sailing out into the screaming night as I fucked his face with my fist. We failed three stories, crashed onto the flagstones, bones breaking, blood spraying. "Traitor," he spat. "Bastard," I hissed. "Coward," he roared. "Fool," I snarled. We were animals then, despite the years and ties between us. Two dogs, brawling, both lost in fury. I, the betrayer, the murderer, the heretic with hands drenched in faithful blood. And he, the man who'd woken that beast inside me for only the second time in all my years. Though he was born of Divok, I was somehow just as strong in my rage, each of us willing to smash himself to pieces if only he could cut his foe's heart out with his shards. Lachlan flipped me onto my back, punched me in my face. Climbing astride me, he smashed my head into the flagstones, hard enough to crack my skull. My old prentice crushed his thumbs into my larynx, eyes flooded red as he choked me. I clawed his wrist with one hand, desperate now, the other fumbling at his bandolier. The world rushed red, thunder in my ears, black stars in my eyes. But at last, Lachlan froze, motionless save for the heaving in his chest as I pressed his final wheel lock up under his chin. "Even the best marksman has the occasional bad day," I hissed. "But five pistols is a little much, Lucky." My foe gritted his fangs, wheezing. "Treacherous fucking dog. You say that like it's a bad thing. But I did warn you that I saved a few of my tricks. Do it," he spat, bracing for the shot. "I'll see you in hell, traitor." My grip tightened on the pistol, eyes locked on his. Picturing the look of surprise and pain on Phoebe's face as he gunned her down, the beast in me was roaring now, all the frustration and fear for Dior, for Phoebe, for myself, rising up in my chest as I pushed the wheel lock hard up under his chin. And I whispered, bloody lips and bloody hands, "If I were the traitor you think me, Lucky, I would kill you." I threw the pistol away, silver steel skittering on stone. "But in your heart, little brother, you still know me better than that." His hands were yet at my throat, eyes hard as he glanced at the wheel lock I'd cast away. "You killed them," he whispered. "Greyhand, sister Chloe." "I did, and I wish it otherwise. But I'd do it again, Lachlan, a thousand times over. Because not just the world, but the fate of every soul under heaven hung in the balance of it." Looking him in the eye, I licked the blood from my split lips and spat the truth I'd been longing to share since we met again. "Dior Lachance is no witch, little brother, no sorceress or heretic. She's the holy grail of Saint-Michel." Lachlan's eyes narrowed then, wonder and suspicion in equal measure. "She was the treasure, the weapon, that Chloe was sent to find," I told him. "She was the reason Greyhand recalled All Saints to the monastery. The Redeemer's blood flows in that girl's veins, Lachlan. That's why the Cold Bloods hunt her, why a Dusk Dancer and a Vampire and a Silver Saint stand together to defend her, why Chloe and Greyhand tried to sacrifice her. All I did in that cathedral, I did to save that girl's life. She's the only thing in this godforsaken world worth protecting anymore." I gritted my teeth, heart aching in my chest. "The only thing that matters since Fabien Vos took my wife and daughter from me." His eyes widened at that, lips parted in shock. "Oh, Gabe, brother, I reached up slow, easing his hands away from my throat. "I don't believe in much anymore, Lachlan, but I believe in Dior Lachance. And right now, she languishes in the hands of the Divok, and all the world stands in peril for it. I am sworn to protect that girl. So is that woman upstairs you just shot. So either kill me or get the fuck off me, because I happen to owe that heathen skin witch my life." I pushed Lachlan away, and he allowed me to rise, bewilderment and sorrow in his eyes. Clutching my broken ribs, drooling blood, I snatched Ashdrinker up and stood on shaking legs. Ash's voice was a silvered song in my head, full of fear, hurt, sorrow. "Oh, Gabriel, Gabriel, the fire hair." My stomach was already twisting as I stumbled back into the shattered hearth room, the floors soaked in blood. Xavier was crumpled by the broken wall, trying to push himself to his knees with his one good arm. but my eyes saw only, "Oh, no, 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 no." I ran to Phoebe's side, heart in my throat and belly in my boots. She was curled up in a pool of red, naked skin spattered with blood, an awful charred hole in her back. I rolled her over carefully, cradling her softly in my arms. But though she was wounded by deadly silver, two shots almost point blank, still I was astounded to see. "Seven martyrs," I breathed. "You're alive." She whispered, almost inaudible under the howling storm.
"Whoever said you're more pretty than perceptive?"
A bubble of blood burst on her lips, and she cried out as I lifted her over to the table to better inspect her wounds. The first shot had torn her shoulder up badly, but it was the second that had done the true damage, shattering her ribs just shy of her heart. To my horror, I saw the wound was burned black, the tracery of veins beneath her skin like same, and with sinking belly I realized there was no exit wound, that the shot was yet inside her.
"Phoebe, can you hear me?" I whispered, shaking her. "Phoebe."
She groaned and I grabbed my hip flask and poured vodka onto her wound. Phoebe yowled like a scalded cat then, spitting a rainbow of profanity through bloody lips.
"Something's wrong. I can feel it."
"You've silver shot still inside you."
"All those bastards."
She laughed, spitting blood as she thumped her head back against the wood.
"They've fucking killed me, haven't they?"
"Bullshit. You survived Anton Voss. You'll survive this."
"Won't heal,"
she swallowed, lips wet and red.
"Not silver."
"Just lie still," I begged. "Don't talk."
I'd an apothecary's kit in my saddlebags, stocked from the monastery stores. Xavier was still trying to rise, and stalking across the room, I laid him out with one jaw-shattering punch, fetching the kit and laying it on the table. The bleeding was bad, the light was shit, and I could see a dark stain slowly spreading through Phoebe's veins. The poison of the silver in her blood. Teeth gritted, I set to work, fingers shaking as I fished about inside the wound with a set of forceps. Burned blood oozed over my fingers. Phoebe moaned, finally screamed in agony, and I cursed a thousand times. But try as I might, wish as I must,
"I can't feel it."
I pulled the hair from my eyes with one bloody hand.
"God fucking damn you."
"Stop,"
Phoebe begged, taking hold of my wrist.
"Please."
"Like hell I will."
"Moon's sakes, I've no wish for the last thing I've feel on this earth to be you butchering me."
"Shut up, Kit Kat, for once in your fucking life. Just do what you're..."
My voice faded as she pressed a red hand to my cheek, teeth slicked with blood.
"I told you, nae promises, nae vows, but swear to me, you'll save the flower."
"I'm not swearing anything, and you're not going anywhere."
"Do your needs, you Gabe. Tell her farewell for me, and tell..."
She snarled, head thrown back as her veins burned with silvered venom.
"Oh, I'm sorry, Aunt Sinner. I tried."
Phoebe curled up tight, whimpering as my eyes grew wide.
"Aunt Sinner," I whispered. "A seer, a dreamwalker, the greatest healer in the Highlands. Could she fix this? Your aunt?"
The Dusk Dancer only winced, racked with the agony of the poison.
"Phoebe," I shouted, "could your Aunt Sinner see this right?"
"Told you fool,"
she groaned.
"If you go to the Highlands, you die."
That was all I needed to hear. As Phoebe moaned protest, I bound her wounds, dragging on her dress and wrapping her in our furs. Throwing all the gear I could over my shoulders, I lifted the wounded dancer in my arms. My blood was still afire, some desperate dark strength raging in my veins as I ran down to the keep's bailey, 6-7 steps at a time. Lachlan was on his knees in the broken courtyard now,
a bleeding Robin helping him up from the flagstones, watching me as I dashed into the stables. I trotted out on Argent's back, Thorn behind us, Phoebe bloodied in my arms. My apprentice's eyes were fixed on mine as I drew up short, breath steaming in the chill between us.
"Don't come after me again, Lockie," I warned. "Or if you do, bring a silvered fucking army with you, because that's what you'll need to stop me getting back to that girl's side."
With that, I wheeled Argent about, urged him on. Phoebe's eyes were shut, lashes gummed to bloody cheeks as we charged out into the dying storm, riding like all hell came behind us.
"You hold on, Phoebe," I told her, kissing her brow. "Just breathe."
I knew this was a fool's gambit, that this story would likely end with me slaughtered and skinned like prey. But the woman in my arms had saved my life, perhaps in more ways than I was willing to admit, and the poison in her veins was on my account. So while it dragged me yet farther from Dior's side, while it likely led straight to my death, still I turned Argent's skull-painted face into the wind and rode him hard as I dared upon our new road, toward the blood-soaked spires of the moon's throne, toward the shadows that danced in the dusk of the day's weald, toward the Highlands.